This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Another former Loveland police officer will face jail time for her role in the arrest of an elderly woman with dementia. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Daria Jalali failed to stop another officer from assaulting a 73-year-old woman during an arrest over petty shoplifting in 2020. The officer broke Karen Garner's arm, and her family says her mental cognition has worsened because of the incident. Jalali pled guilty to failing to intervene in the use of excessive force, and on Friday, a Larimer County judge sentenced her to 45 days in jail, followed by 3 years of supervised probation. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A man fell to his death while climbing a 14,000-foot peak west of Pueblo this week. His climbing partner was also rescued. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The pair from Denver was climbing the Crestone Needle in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. They'd gotten off route on the final pitch to the summit when one fell. His partner climbed down to reach him, but was unable to climb out. Custer County search and rescue team members brought them down with the help of a helicopter. Last fall, another off-route climber fell and died in the same area. In Custer County, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
There's a story about a project using mapping technology to track search and rescue data in the Crestone Group at krcc.org. Starbucks workers at a store in Greeley are taking steps to unionize. They filed with the National Labor Relations Board to conduct a union representation vote. A handful of Starbucks stores around the state have unionized in the past year, but this would be the first vote of its kind in northeastern Colorado. This is CPR News at 6:06.